It's a Schlesen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha Tzav. And also we have Leil HaSeder. And we have so much to do. We're going to try to intertwine both of them, Parsha Tzav, and talk about Divrei Torah for the Leil HaSeder. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Parsha Tzav, Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, and Hashem speaks to Moshe, Tzav es Aharon v'es Benav Lemor, command Aaron and his sons, saying Zos Torah Ha'ola. As we spoken about last week, the idea behind the Rambam and the Ramban, about making our tefillahs more meaningful, that the whole karbon was the idea of getting close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But there's a very fascinating medrash. The medrash says that Aaron was nisyayesh. He was starting to get upset. He wanted to get close to Hashem. And he came to Moshe and he said, Moshe, I just want to do more. I want to do more for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem turned to Moshe and he said, I'm going to give you Parsha Tzav. And I'm going to tell you to do Zos Torah Sa'ola. And right away, I'm going to give you the mitzvah of the Trumas Hadeshen, cleaning out the ashes. Question one, what was so unique about the Trumas Hadeshen? Furthermore, we'll call it 1B because we have a lot of Seder Torah. This week's parasha, we read about the Toda, found in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yir Aleph, V'Zos Torah Zevach HaShlomim Asher Yakriv LaShem. Im al ha-todo yakrivenu. We have the mitzvah, the karban toda. Now, normally, a shlamim, you're able to give in 2 days and one night to eat it. But now a toda is only given 1 day. Ask the great Netziv. There's so many. There's 40 loaves, 30 matzahs, and 10 loaves of bread. There's so much, and you only have 1 day. Why is that? You should have more time. You should have a regular shlamim. Why is the Toda unique? So now we're going to go a little and we're going to start asking a couple of questions of Leil HaSeder. And we're going to put those ideas of Parsha Tzav together with Leil HaSeder. We've spoken back in years past about Leil HaSeder. And Leil HaSeder, what an amazing day. And we're all anticipating that day. It's coming so close. And we could look back a year from now, where we were all locked up in our houses, and Corona started then. Baruch Hashem, we still have to daven, and things get better. But Hashem created a vaccine, and everyone has to take the right measures. And we all have to daven more, to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to help Him, and to help us more. But Leil HaSeder, we're all waiting. And we know that Leil HaSeder is such an amazing night. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, quoting down from the Gemara that we know that Chayev Adam Liro says, Atzmo Kuhilu Yatzo Mi Mitzrayim. A person has to feel like he's really leaving Mitzrayim. And the Rambam changes it a little. The Rambam says it's not just Liros, it's Laharos. A person has to really feel that he's leaving Mitzrayim. And the Brisker Rav, Revelvel Salvechik, said that this is probably the hardest mitzvah of the whole year. Because whenever you have a mitzvah, again, when you have a mitzvah to eat matzah, when you have a mitzvah to put on tefillin, when you have a mitzvah to do tzitzis, there are so many actions. Obviously, you want to put kavana into it. But it's about the action also. Leil HaSeder, which there are so many mitzvahs, which we'll talk about, matzah, and the maror, and the magid. But says the Brisker Rav, it's so difficult because it's a mitzvah laharos, and that's an emotional mitzvah. And it's hard. Emotional mitzvahs are sometimes hard. The Ibn Ezra writes, as we've spoken about before, the Ibn Ezra says a mitzvah on the Aseres HaDibros lo sachmo, they are not allowed to covet. That's an emotional mitzvah. It's a very difficult mitzvah. So question two, we'll call it. How can a person get to the level of Laharos Es Atzmo? Question three. Throughout the whole night of Pesach, there are a lot of contradictions in the night. we know that we have matzah. And matzah is called lechem oni because when we were running out from Mitzrayim, we didn't have time to bake the bread. But at the same time, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Vav, that why is it called lechem oni? Lechem shehem onim dvarim harbe. And Rashi says right over there that we say halel. So matzah is the idea of lechem oni, that we are poor. And we know matzah is very expensive. But also, matzah is the idea of taking the matzah. Which one is it? Just even in Manishtana. Again, we could have... There's so many Haggadahs every year. There's another five. Amazing. Take your Haggadah and learn it. Prepare it. My father-in-law came out with a beautiful, Alan Schwartz, came out with a beautiful Haggadah on the four sons, how each son would relate to a different question in the Seder. Amazing. But again, every year there's so many Haggadahs. This is a time of preparation. But right in the Manishtana, we talk about Maror, the bitterness, the hardships, and then right after, right at the end, it says, we're talking about Misubin. One of the beautiful Achronim says that the idea is Kulanu Misubin, because the whole point of Chinuch is for the child to do it on his own, and now he sees it, he saw it, because we had the first of the Dalet Kosos, which was Kiddush, and we leaned. So he sees, hey, why are we leaning? This is strange, and we're going to be leaning more. But there's some type of dialectic here. There's a contradiction, because we're talking about Maror, but then right after, we're talking about Heseba. And last year, give a shout out to my Uncle G, Uncle Gedalia, we spoke about Heseba. What's Heseba? There's actually a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush of why, if you don't do Heseba, what do you do? Is it part of the mitzvah? Or if you didn't, it's a separate mitzvah. So if I didn't do a seba, right? A big idea about a seba, machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, the Brisker Rav talks about. But a seba clearly is to show that you're becherus. So we are avadim, and we know that we got out of it. But what's the night representing? Let's just review again. We're going to bring in a lot of different Torah for the Haggadah with this Yisoidus of Parshat Tzav. Let's just make sure that we have. We have the three main questions. Obviously, in the middle of the Dvar Torah, I'll add more Torah. But the first question, again, was the Tzav question. That the Medrash says that Aaron wanted something more, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. And we'll call it 1B, is the mitzvah of the Todah. Why? You have to eat 40 loaves so much. Why do you only have one day? A Shlomo normally has two. And question two is, how do we really get to the level? As the Brisker Rav says, Laharos Hetz Atmo, as the Rambam says, it's an emotional mitzvah. How can a person really feel that he's leaving Mitzrayim? And lastly, how do we deal with all these contradictions in the Seder? When our kids or our grandchildren ask us, or our parents ask us, no, give me a nice idea for Pesach, give him this idea, so many different ideas. Is there contradictions? Is it not a contradiction? Comes along the great Nitziv. The Nitziv was the great Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin. He lived in 1816 to 1893, Rav Naftali Svi, Yehuda Berlin. I always tell the story about the great Nitziv, that when he was a little boy, he overheard his parents talking, and they said, oh, our little Svi, Naftali Svi, he's not going to be able to make it. We want him to advance, but it doesn't look like... When he heard that, he was broken, and he turned to Hashem, and he said, Hashem, please give me the koyach to be matzliach in my learning. Let me become. And when he finished his Harchiv Davar, the Sefer, on the Emek She'ela, he said this, and he said, Baruch Hashem, I heard that conversation, and I davened, and I learned, and I became the Netziv. I became Rashiu of Elazhin. They learned Torah 24/7. There was different... Right, the Nefesh HaChayim writes is that you have to have Torah all the time, every second. So they had different times. People took different shifts. 24/7. So the Nitziv says a beautiful idea found in Parshat Tzav. He says, why is the idea of the Todah, why do you only have one day? You have to eat so much. So he says that the whole idea of the Todah is to be lefarsim hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're making a Sudas Hodah. Because we're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, wow, look what you've given us. You've given us so much. Al Nes, Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Brachos, Al Nes Shanasa Lo. It's found in Parag Zion, Pasuk Yud Beis. Al Nes Shanasa Lo. Could go in Yorde Hayam. The people that were going through the Yam. V'holchei Midot Baros. Those who were traveling in the desert. V'chavushei Beit HaSurim. Or someone who was in prison. V'cholet Shemitzrapa. Someone that was sick. We're screaming out to Hashem that we're having a Birchos Hodah. We're screaming at Hashem, wow, look what you've given me. Says in its sieve, that's why you need to eat it in one day. Why? You need it in one day because you need to come, everyone has, needs to come together and eat it. It needs to be a Sudas Hodah, everyone together. I remember my brother-in-law, Rav Chemo, he spoke about this in Akiva's Bar Mitzvah. An idea of, you know, Bar Mitzvah, Sudas Hodah. Could be anything. A Sudas Hodah, screaming out to Hashem. The Maharsha says, you know where we see a Sudas Hodah? Leila Pesach. Leila Pesach, we got out of Mitzrayim. We got cured. We were on the 49th level of Tumah, and we got cured. And Hashem was with us. We went Yorde Hayam. We went through the sea. We went through the Midbar. That all happened on the night, says the Marsha, it happened all on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Comes along the Ksav Sofer, and the Ksav Sofer says something beautiful. What's Trumas Hadeshen? The Trumas Hadeshen, the mitzvah is to take out the ash and take it away. But that's the only part of the Avodah that's connected from the day from before. They would have all the karbonos, and then the ashes would there would be ash from all the smoke, and then they would shovel it out. It says the Ksav Sofer. Why did Aaron Lezoicha to get the Trumas Hadeshen right in the beginning of this parsha? Why? Because he wanted to show the connection between the past from the day from before. Obviously, you always have a new day, Mechadesh Betuva B'chol Yom Tamid. But the past, the present, and the future, because that's what Kal Yisrael is about. Kal Yisrael is about looking at the past, learning from our mistakes, learning from different events, past, Trumas Hadeshen, present, where we're in right now, and the future. And the Leila Seder is the mitzvah of the night, is to feel the emunah, is to feel the bitachon. Realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And we speak about this a lot, but we got to bring it in. We got to bring it in. We know that we have Dalet Kosos, and the Ron asks, why? Why four Kosos? You could have four, again, we know by Kiddush, you need to have wine, Sigmar and Pesachim, you need to have wine. But have Kiddush and have four matzahs. We only have three. So why matzahs? We know that why the wine? We know that Rashi brings down, the Rashbam brings down, Pesachim Sadi Tes, Vehotseti, Vehitzalti, Vegaalti, Velakachti. The Arba Lashonos of Geula represent the idea of the four Lashonos of Geula represent the Kiddush. And there's a very interesting halacha. You know, this year, whenever it's Erev Pesach, you're always so hungry. You're always so hungry on Erev Pesach. You don't know what you eat. What you can eat, you can't eat matzah. This year is going to be Levedik. This year, we're going to have Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Right? All the different halachas, everyone has different shitas, but some people have their first two su'udas early on, so they can have bread for Shalosh Shudas. And then later on, right, you can't eat anything really. Right, the Tosus brings down that you could have peros and yirakos. Some people have the minog of having the canada balls. Ah, I remember my mother, Gavaldik, she used to make Gavaldik canada balls. And my wife also, she makes Gavaldik canada balls. She probably learned from her mother the amazing canada balls because it's not matzah, but it is. But there's this idea of that you're really hungry. Now, there's a very interesting halacha that... Why am I talking about hungry? Because there's an interesting halacha that you're supposed to, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, or in the beginning of our Pesachim, that you're supposed to eat the matzah l'te'avon. You should be hungry, and you should have it with, wow, hidurim, Rashi says. But there's a halacha that between the first and the second kos, you're allowed to drink, even though some people don't do that. But between the first and second kos, you could drink. The second and third, you're allowed to drink. But the third and fourth kos, you're not allowed to drink. That's what the Mishnah says in Pesachim. And I remember once I was zeicha to sit at a lot of seders with my grandfather, Chaim said Bamzer, Zechinu Sadi Kodesh Lebracha. I had so many Pesach seders with him. He used to like fire questions at me. I remember, and he always asked me, so new, why can't you have wine between the third and the fourth? So it's interrelated, this idea, because we're talking about emunah and bitachon. V'hotzeti v'hitzalti, that finally we're leaving, v'hitzalti. Then it says, you know why specifically you need wine? Because wine is the only thing that could change a person. You know, the Gemara in Brachos says that you could see a real person, bekiso, what he does with his money, bekaiso, when he gets angry, and also bekoso. What does he do when he drinks a little too much? Wine you change. Says the Nitziv, that great Nitziv. He says it's a progression. You go behotseti vihitzalti. Because it's the night of the Amuna. We're coming out of Mitzrayim. We gotta really feel like, which we'll talk about, which we gotta really feel, and it's going, and it's more. Vigaalti. And now we have Geula. But why can't you drink between the third and the fourth? Because in order to really, a person to have that Geula, it has to be Vilakachti. I need to make you into a nation. How do I make you into a nation? Vilakachti with the Torah. Vigaalti. That's why you can't make a separation, said my grandfather. Because you could have a physical freedom, and therefore you could drink in between. And the night of Leil HaSeder is the night that we have the Emunah and the Bitachon, that Hashem is in our lives, and that He's part of us. I love Pesach. I bring in my kids involved, and we do skits. Now my kids are, some of my older girls are getting older. I'm curious what's going to be. But they love it also, and they get into it. And I sometimes pretend I'm Paro, and I take him out to the street with my suitcase. But again, you got to feel it. You got to live it. It's like that Ksav Sofer that you have to live. You got to pass the Messiah on from generation to generation. You know, Meitzar. What's Mitzrayim? Meitzar. What's a boundary? Where you put something on yourself. You know why it's called Mitzrayim? Because sometimes we put boundaries on ourselves. We have to just let ourselves realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is part of our lives and He wants greatness from us. We know that we say all the time, anyone asks you, so new, what are you doing for Pesach? We refer to Pesach as Pesach. But when we talk about it in our davening, we refer to it as Chag HaMatzos. Right, we prepare a lot for Pesach. It's a gewaldic holiday, but you gotta clean and you gotta cook, and it's not easy. Right, and also obviously the joke, the famous joke, I say it every year. Right, with men, the question is, how long was your Pesach Seder? So, some people say, you know, lend it till 3 in the morning. Some people say that when you mean my Pesach Seder is still going on, it's been a year long Pesach Seder, what's up? And then the question for the women is, when did you turn over your kitchen? Right? So some women, they usually want to say, they turned it over. I turned over my kitchen. What do you mean? I turned over my kitchen 2 months ago. I got to start cooking. Got to turn it over. So again, Pesach is, but whenever you refer in the Torah, we refer to it as Chag HaMatzos. So which one is it? Says Levi Bardichev. No, it's the idea that we're saying now. We're going to show the Emunah. How are we going to show the Emunah that we believe in Hashem and we love Hashem and He's part of our lives? When we refer, it says our Lady of Richard, when we refer to Pesach, we say what Hashem did for us. And when we talk about it in the davening, we say Chag HaMatzos. Why? We just ran out as fast as we can when we had the matzos. Says our Lady Bardichev, we do what we can for Hashem, and Hashem does everything for us. You put your Hishtadlis in, and you work hard, and you try to connect Hashem, right, in any relationship. The more you get out of yourself and you give to them, and then they give to you. That's a beautiful relationship. And that's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you have Chag HaMatzos and Pesach. Pesach represents, another explanation is Rachamim. Hashem had Rachamim on us because He loves us. But the way we refer to it is Chag HaMatzos. That Hashem had Rachamim on us. And He skipped over the houses. But Chag HaMatzos is in the tefillah. Similar to the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara says that in our tefillin, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Hashem's tefillin, as the Gemara says, is Mika'amcha Yisrael. We do for Hashem, and Hashem does for us. Say Vilamad. My Uncle Gedalia once told me, in the name of my grandfather, Rabamzer, that Say Vilamad. Go out, Vilamad, and live it. Go out. Say Laman, Ma Bikesh Lovin Arami, go out. Lovin was Lakar Sakol. Lovin wanted to destroy us. He wanted to get us assimilated. And we said, no, we're not going to give in. So what's the night of Pesach? It's this night of Emunah. It's Bitachon. But it's the idea that also, even though it seems like a duality, it's really all one. The Maror is bitter. Because we have a bitter. We've had hard times. We've had hard times, but at the same time, the Gemara tells us in Maror, is we could take chas, you could take lettuce. Why chas? Chas? Rachamim. Chas is rachamim. You know, there are three mitzvos that even women are obligated in, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah. Af hein ayu ba'os hanes. And what are they? Megillah, Chanukah, and Dalet Kosos. Why? Why specifically those three? Because we are on a low level, and we are falling. We are falling in the Chanukah story, as we've spoken about with Yavan, and we are falling in the Purim. Achashverosh wanted to destroy us, and we are in his Suda. And by Pesach, we are on the 49th level of Tumah. But then right away, Hashem just turned it around for us. He said, I'm part of you. I love you. As the Karman Todah, as we were talking about, this idea of Pursume Nisa, where we go and we proclaim to the Ribbon Hashem, Hashem, you've given me so much. I just want to go further. I just want more. You know, they tell a story with Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein was on a train. And they were going around looking at the tickets. And they turned to him. And they realized who he was. And they said, can we see your ticket? And he couldn't find your ticket. And then the person said, don't worry. I know who you are. You're Dr. Albert Einstein. It's okay. And then afterwards, the person checking the ticket saw him that he was still looking for his ticket. And he went over to him, he said, it's okay. He said, no, I didn't even know where I'm going. The whole Pesach Seder, there's a guidance, right? We say, Kad Deshor Chatz, Kar Paskach Chatz, right? Get in the mood. It's an itinerary. Mekadesh Yisroel v'hazmanim, that we have Kedushas Hazman, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the Zman. That's why the first mitzvah in the Torah is the idea of Kiddush HaKodesh, the idea of sanctifying the time, sanctifying the moon, and it's up to Klal Yisrael. Because Hashem gives us this love, and He loves us so much. So it seems that there's a duet. It's not. Through the struggles and through the bitterness becomes, at the end of the day, is going to be Geula. That's what Emunah is. That's what Mitachon is. That everyone has struggles. Everyone has their Meitzarim. Everyone has things that they're struggling with. But the more a person connects himself to Hashem and His Torah, to live the Haggadah experience, to live, you know, on Leila Seder, there's a different mitzvah. Normally during the week and every night, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim, to remember the Exodus. We know that we made ourselves into a nation. But on the Leila Seder, there's Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim. Why Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim? Because you have to relive it. Kavachayim says you have to really go and pretend you're really, really leaving. And some people do that, some people don't. Everyone has different minhagim. But you have to really feel that you're leaving. We know that even we say in Halach Ma'anya, Halach Ma'anya de'akul avosanu, that the matzah, that they ate the matzah in Mitzrayim, the Halach Ma'anya. But again, it's not, as we said before, it's not a contradiction. It's that through the struggle point, when you have the matzah, but we took the mitzvah matzah and we went out with Zrizus. Sibirsky Sias Mitzrayim, Chaim Soloveitchik writes that the whole idea is give and take, questions and answers. Look at through the whole Gadol. It's about Pesach HaShema. It's all questions. Whenever you learn, the whole method of learning is questions and answers. Even the Harusa method, it's questions and answers, trying to go deeper. And the Leila Seder is to go deep. And we all know the story, and we all know the Eser Makos, but it's to live it. It's not just to read it, it's to live it. It's the night of the Emunah. Rabbi Akiva, the question is, we know, again, we could go into so many pratim. Again, each person on their own has to find the Haggadah that talks to them. Think about different things that will enhance the Seder. Skits, plays, make it lively. Whatever a person wants to do. But we know Rabbi Akiva. They came, the great Rabbanim came to Rabbi Akiva. And the question is, why would they come to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is a student of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Akiva is a student of Rabbi Yeshua. So why would they? So there's different answers. But one very answer, like we're saying now, is Rabbi Akiva was a person that was always able, even in the hardest moments, he was able to look. As the Gemara tells us at the end of Makos, that he saw the foxes. He says, although there are foxes going through the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's going to be Mekayim the Nevuah.
because everything happens and we're there. And they came to Rabbi Akiva to get chizik, to realize that we're going to pull through. And although we're there, we're getting there, we're still, we don't have Mashiach yet. You know, we say Halach Ma'anya, we're inviting people. And the Ritva asks, why are we inviting people? You can't invite people. So again, one idea is because we need to feel this idea of chayrus, that we're really free. And ke'ilu hu yatsa min Yisrael, a person needs to feel it. But says the Abar Banel, if we had the real Karman Pesach, we wouldn't be allowed to invite anyone. We're not there yet. But we want to get there. We want the Ribbono Shel, and we have to daven, like we spoke about last week with our tefillah. We need to daven to Hashem that this will be the last Pesach Seder. We'll have the Karman Pesach. You know, they tell a great story. My wife told me this story last year. Such a tremendous story. Rabbi Eitan Feiner, the Rebbe of the White Shul, tremendous Talmud Chacham, told this story. Torah anytime. And he said that there was a person that came to his office, and he said that he had a daughter, Nevuch. She was born sick, and she was a dwarf. And he was always so nervous. You know, what's going to be? How am I going to marry her off? How am I going to be? And one time his daughter turns to him and says, Tati, don't be nervous. Just like when we were all going out of Mitzrayim, going to the Yamsuf. And the Gemara says in Sota, Daf Lamed Zayin, that the water was going up to the knees. But when it was hitting your knees, it was going over me. But I have the emunah. I have the bitachon that Hashem has a plan for me. I have the emunah and the bitachon. She said, Tati, don't worry. I'm going to dive in. The Rabbono Shel Olam is going to help me. And this person came to Rabbi Eitan Feiner. He said, Kachava. She got married and it was a beautiful life. The emunah and the bitachon. So let's just answer. Make sure we can answer all those questions. Let's go back and make sure we got it. Tzav, the idea of Trumas Hadeshen is we take the Mesorah from the past, the ashes from before, and we connect it to the present, from the past, the present to the future. Toda is the idea of getting everyone together, everyone, a Sudas Hoda, and that's what Leil HaSeder is. Leil HaSeder, as the Brisker Rav says, Chayiv Adam Liros. The Rambam says, Laharo says, a Brisker Rav, it's hard. But if a person lives the emunah and the bitachon that Hashem is in his life, and are there contradictions? There's no contradictions. No contradictions. We have the duality. Because we have struggles. We have Metzars. We have Matzah representing hardship, but also the idea of greatness, that we sing Hallel over the Matzah and Marur. And the Haseba. On the one hand, in the morrow, we put it all together because we go, because we have a night of emunah and bitachon. This year, we should be able to bring the Karban Pesach. I'm a kohen. I got to start learning the halachas with my sons, right, with my father. Yeah, we got to learn more of the halachas. We have to have the emunah and the bitachon that the Rabbono Shel Olam. He loves us so much. He wants to give us so much. He wants to go weiter with us. We need to have that amazing night. Realize that Hashem is always with us, even through the hard times. This is Hashem. We should have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, a beautiful Pesach, a beautiful Parshat Tzav, and everyone should have an amazing Shabbos. Yatif.